Let us bring in the Triple Crown Master this year, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, do I get a trophy for picking a Triple Crown?
Well, I guess we could make one up. Yeah, why not?
How about that?
Yeah. Just in case you don't know what we're talking about, Mike, spill the beans.
Hit the exact and the try again in the Preakness. And I changed course on track a little bit, and I went with Rumbauer to win. And if you don't believe me, you could ask all my friends. Speed was real good Saturday at Pimlico, and my friends were saying Rumbauer has no chance, this and that. So I just looked deeper into it, and like I told you, I didn't get the racing form until 5 minutes before we spoke on Friday. And I noticed that the horse did run a lot more speed in the bluegrass and was coming off three bullet 59-second works at Santa Anita. So they got speed into this horse, and he broke slow like he does and sat like fifth, but by the time they hit the far turn, he was third, and it was pretty much all over from there. So Rumbauer paid $25.60 to win. The exacta came back and paid just a shade under $100, and the dollar trifecta paid $162. So we're still going with the Triple Crown and the Belmont. That's in 3 weeks, and we'll hit that too.
So how much did that the horse went off at 11-1, right?
11-1. He paid $25.60.
Now, for people that don't understand, when you say the horse played $25.60,
every $2 you bet, you win $25.60.
There you go. I wanted to explain that to
people. And people might say, well, 11-1 only pays $22, so there's breakage in that. So it's, you know, it's the difference between 11 and 12 to 1 plus your $2 back. So that's why you get $25.60.
Not too shabby there, Mike.
No, it's been pretty good. At least I could buy gas again this week.
I was going to say you've had a good run so far this year. A good run.
Yeah, I mean, my friends are like following me around like dogs on a bone now. So I'm going to have to go into seclusion for the Belmont.
Hey, you know.
But I think I'm going to go to the Belmont. So.
Yeah, and for people that don't, the Belmont is just a. What a huge! How many people does the Belmont hold? 100,000?
Well, they've been limiting it to 50, but yeah, Belmont holds like probably near 100,000 people. It's a gigantic racetrack, but usually, like I said, they've capped the Belmont at 50 because they've had some incidents there when they went over lately, and with this year with what's going on, I really don't know how much they're going to allow in. But tickets went on sale about 2 weeks ago, and a friend of mine went online, got some tickets, so I have a ticket, and I have to get out of something. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I plan on going to the Belmont in 3 weeks.
Well, I should have a lot of fun, and good luck.
We did last time. Last time we had a tremendous time. We had tickets, I think it was on the second or third floor, right on the finish line. We were in a real good spot for that, so I'm sure we'll be comparable to that again. And Belmont has some good race, and like I was talking with my friend Saturday, when on Derby Day, you got a lot of horses pointing to Derby Day and all the stakes on that day. So you got real good races, you got good prices because you got a big entourage of horses running. The Preakness is 2 weeks later. It's kind of like the B team, and a lot of favorites win, and that's what happened on Saturday, except for the Preakness. Now you're 5 weeks removed from the Derby on Belmont Day, so all of those big horses that ran on Churchill on Derby Day are ready to run again at Belmont. So Belmont, expect big fields, and I think you're going to get some pretty big prices again on that day. But like I said, the Preakness, it paid pretty damn good.
All right. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
National Hockey League playoffs have begun. The Islanders beat the Penguins 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3 in overtime in game one in Pittsburgh. So the Islanders take home ice advantage away from Pittsburgh, and the Islanders have been pretty good this year at home. So all systems go for the Islanders right now. That was a big win for them yesterday. It was a tough game. They battled, scored in overtime, as we said, and winning game one in Pittsburgh takes the home ice away, and that's a big advantage now for the Islanders.
All right, and the Bruins take to the ice tonight against the Capitals at 7:30.
That should be an interesting game because the Bruins kind of like stuttered coming into the playoffs. They were playing really good for a while, and then they hit a little roadblock, which is kind of expected. But see what happens with them tonight. That's going to be a big game for them tonight. It's kind of redundant to say that a playoff game isn't, but for the Bruins, they need to come with their A game tonight to show that they're ready to go.
All right, and the Knicks did wind up in the fourth playoff spot.
Good for them. I mean, now let's hope they do some damage in the playoffs. Yeah. I think they will, because like we said, that they're young kids, they're hungry, they want to win. They have some older players on the team as well. And I think they're not satisfied with just making the playoffs, where you might hear a team that first time they made the playoffs in 8,000 years, they'd be happy just getting there. I don't think the Knicks are that way.
Yeah, so they by the fact that they tied with Atlanta, but because they swept the series with Atlanta, they got the fourth slot. So,
and they got the Nets in there, too. So imagine that. New York has two teams in the playoffs.
And double imagine is one of them is the Knicks. it's
good
just
for them. Like
I said,
we said for a long time they need to clean house. They did, and voila, they're in the playoffs.
There they are. Yeah, absolutely. Yankees started off with a 5-0 lead yesterday against the O's, wound up losing 10-6.
Not good. I mean, the Yankees are the Yankees. They're kind of like the Rangers. They'll look real good at times, and sometimes they look like they'd never even played the game before. That's the way they are. I mean, I don't know. Is it the manager? Is it the players? Is it a combination of both? I don't know, but you never know what you're going to get from the Yankees. If Cole's not pitching, you never know how many runs you're going to give up.
Now, Boston lost as well, so the Yankees are
oh, I know
there.
Boston lost. I played a small four-team parlay yesterday, and all my three teams won. Boston's winning going into the ninth. They give up a two-run homer, and I lose.
There you go. And the Mets were swept by Tampa Bay.
That's ugly. The Mets, I think they won 7 going into Tampa on Friday, and then they dropped 3 in a row to Tampa Bay, who's not that good. That's bad for the Mets. The Mets need a manager. I mean, this guy that's the manager, he's fake. I won't say anything, but let's just leave it at that. The Mets need a manager to run this team. They need somebody to tell these guys what they need to do. There's no excuse for the Mets going to Tampa and getting beat 3 games. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
All right. Anything else in sports we want to go over?
I think we hit it all.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, and the next time when you announce for the Belmont, I'm gonna lay some money down on your picks, or should I not? Because that might.
There's an old
you.
Saying: you missed the wedding, don't go to the funeral.
That's right.
Yeah, but like all these guys, TVG and Jerry Bailey and all those other people on NBC, eat your heart out.
All right. Buy some gas, and I'll speak to you on Friday.
Yeah, I got to get it before it goes up. I'll be one of those people filling up a plastic bag with it.
Only in America. Only in America.
There you go.
How about the people that said, this is no lie online? I don't know why those people are using plastic bags. They should use their styrofoam containers. Folks, the gasoline eats through styrofoam.
Just for someone to say put it in styrofoam instead of a plastic bag, they both should be locked up in a nut house.
That's exactly right. All right, Mike, I'll speak to you on Friday.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.